Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles. Open every day.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Apartment fire on Black Oak Drive in Paso Robles. Ribbon-cutting ceremony for new agriculture barn at Paso Robles High School. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm at about 7:53 p.m. yesterday evening at 1134 Black Oak Drive, Paso Robles. Paso Fire says that the first arriving firefighters found no smoke, but active flowing water from a first floor apartment sprinkler system. Firefighters made a search and found two dogs in the bathroom. The dogs were removed from the scene and turned over to the PRPD until the owner could be found. The fire was isolated to just one apartment on the first floor, according to a release from the fire department. Firefighters remained on the scene to assist the building owners with evacuating and salvaging their contents to prevent further damage. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on Highway 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46 and 15 miles south of the intersection with Highway 33. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Caltrans says no significant travel delays are expected during this project. Ribbon-cutting ceremony for new agriculture barn at Paso Robles High School. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. The Passerables Joint Unified School District will be celebrating the official opening of a new agricultural barn at Passerables High School on Friday, April 24th at 3:30 p.m. The new facility marks a significant investment in agriculture education, providing students with a modern, fully enclosed, temperature-regulated environment designed to support both student learning and animal welfare, according to a release from the district. The new barn creates a more consistent space for livestock with sensitive to temperature fluctuations, such as hogs. Students will use the barn for show practices and project development, with plans to host youth educational clinics in the new space as well. Any member of the community is invited to join the school in celebrating this important addition to Passerables High School's agriculture programs. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair next week at Woodland Plaza. Here's Rebecca Chapman, Director for HR at NCI Affiliates, with information on the event.
So we have a job fair planned for April 21st. That's going to be next Tuesday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the location is over at Woodland Plaza 1 in Paso Robles. That's at 183 Niblick Road. We have full-time jobs. We have part-time jobs. Anywhere from if somebody has retail experience and they're just looking for a little bit extra, say they want to have a position where they just feel like they're giving back to the community, please come join us. We do have retail positions available as well.
NCI is a nonprofit organization that supports job training, job support, and other forms of assistance to adults with disabilities.
We work with adults with disabilities, and we support them. We're here to provide vocational training opportunities for them, as well as opportunities to explore the community, experience social events and activities. And just our goal is to make them as successful as they possibly can be. This is an agency, this is a nonprofit where you are actually making changes in people's lives.
A pave-in project near San Luis Obispo County Airport along southbound Highway 227 will result in one-way reversing traffic control next week. Traffic control will be in effect between Farmhouse Lane and Buckley Road, Wednesday, April 22nd through Friday, April 24th at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. There will be flaggers on both ends of these lane closures, and travelers can expect delays of up to 15 minutes, according to Caltrans. Messages and directional signs will also be in place to alert the traveling public. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers over the Athletics 9-6, the Padres beat the Mariners 5-2, the Giants shut out the Reds 3-0, the Angels beat the Yankees 11-4. Tonight, the Padres will face the Angels, the Athletics will go against the White Sox, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Giants will go against the Nationals, the Yankees will face the Royals. In California news, marine scientists are warning that recent temperatures off the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California could affect weather and ecosystems for months. The ocean heat wave that has worsened in recent weeks has brought the surface water temperature about 7.7 degrees above the average for the date. The sea bottom was 67.6 degrees, the hottest on April 15th in about 100 years of records. The Pacific Palisades Meeting House of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints is now open following its destruction from the wildfires in 2025. The meeting house did not burn down, but was left with extensive damage from smoke and ash. The building was rededicated on Sunday, April 12th, after a full-scale renovation of the interior. The Federal Bureau of Land Management has placed restrictions on Southern California desert districts, effective April 15th. Across Southern California counties, certain activities are prohibited as wildfire risks increase, including campfires, use of open flame devices, and smoking. Restrictions apply to those visiting public land. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop. with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Sustainable Aviation Fuel Coalition represents more than 50 members across the entire value chain, including farmers, producers, and industry partners. Executive Director Allison Grob explains how the coalition is working to advance sustainable aviation fuel through collaboration, innovation, and market development.
A large part of our work is focused on federal advocacy for SAF and ensuring that we have the right policies in place to support SAF production in the United States so that we can really utilize American feedstocks and promote jobs for American farmers and position the U.S. as a leader on SAF, given the economic and technological competitiveness components of that.
Tom Michaels, Director of Government Affairs with United Airlines and a member of the coalition, outlines the benefits of sustainable aviation fuel, noting it can be used without building new infrastructure.
It's times like these where we really see why we've committed so hard to SAF. United first got interested in this space back in 2009 when oil prices went from $50 a barrel to $150 a barrel in less than a year. And so we started thinking over the long term, how do we insulate ourselves and become more resilient against these kinds of shocks?
Michael says even though there will be ups and downs in the SAF market as well, overall, it is a more resilient market.
Cowboys and cowgirls, if you're looking for bulls that are proven where it matters, look to Treasure Bull Test's upcoming performance sale, 1 o'clock Tuesday, April 21st at Western Livestock Auction in Great Falls, Montana. 115 outstanding performance-tested bulls sell. These are the top 70% and are athletic, sound, and in ready-to-work condition. These bulls represent top genetics from leading programs across the region. Visit treasurebulltest.com for a sale catalog and consigner information. Also broadcast live on Northern Livestock Video.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Roses are blooming in the Central Valley, and a Stanislaus County flower farmer says setter flowers came into bloom earlier than usual this spring. We usually get roses toward the end of April. They're starting a few weeks early this year, she told Ag Alert in a field report. Roses go in flushes, and typically a flush lasts about 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the variety. Then they take about 6 weeks, depending on the time of year, to regrow for the next flush. She said that she expects a busy springtime for flower sales. She added that April rainstorms that drenched much of the state for a few days could make it challenging to protect her roses from disease. We'll have to keep an eye on that, she said. Roses are very disease prone. We get powdery mildew and rust, but if you stay on top of it, it doesn't affect us. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday with about a third of an inch of rain, showers on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Low 70s Sunday, upper 60s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 40 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply higher with the Dow up more than 700 points in early trading. Iran's foreign minister says all ships can pass through the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says it is fully open and ready for passage, though he also says the U.S. blockade will remain in full force until Iran reaches a deal with the U.S. to end the war. Crude oil prices are retreating. West Texas Intermediate U.S. oil slipped to $83 a barrel. Airline stocks are up between 6 and 9%. Cruise stocks are up at least 7%. Alcoa says the Iran conflict has forced it to reroute its products from the Middle East. Alcoa's sales declined in the quarter. Even with the update on the Strait, Alcoa shares are down 9%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
You didn't want to buy gold when prices were rising. Then you waited when gold pulled back. Now you're stuck in the middle, unsure what to do next. Speak with a precious metal specialist now at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Get the answers you need to stop guessing and move forward with confidence. Their team makes it simple to gain real investor knowledge and insight. Stop trying to time the market. Start spending time in it. Don't let the market move without you. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
It's a day of movement, learning, and community to help support the Parkinson's Foundation. It's a third annual Move-a-thon tomorrow from 9 until noon. Start and finish at the Paso Robles Therapy out there on Combine Street. All paces welcome. 5K and 1 mile. We'll have yoga, some food, some raffles. Online registration is only $20 per person. That's $20 per person, and you don't have to attend. You can just help out. And for more information, go to Paso Robles. And that's PasoRoblesSPT.com. All righty. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us.
Chill and give a listen to
The Morning Exchange.
And it's sweeping the nation. It's
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon on your Friday, we call it Open Mic Friday. And Kenny Ennie will be in control. Darsha is at a convention. I think it's over in the valley somewhere. Anyway, Kenny will have on Mike Harvey of 511 Media. He's been on before, and they'll be talking about the governor's race and also the other races in the state as well as the props. But remember, it is Open Mic Friday. So, all right, let's see here on the text. Did we ever find out what happened to the people who started the fire at Templeton Feed and Grain? No. Remember, I think that they were youngsters. So we may not ever find out, although I have... I'll leave it alone. Okay, let's see here. Also, regarding the fire over at the homeless shelter, whatever it's called, I always forget, that the fire of, let's see here. Most fires in Paso Robles, California, are caused by human activity, with a significant number originating in the Salinas Riverbed due to abandoned cooking fires, warming fires, and debris from homeless encampments. So if these human causes are linked to the description here, then approximately 70% of those are linked throughout the county.
Hmm.
What is the government's responsibility? Remember, from what some of us have told us over the years, a lot of your insurance rates are based by the area code in which you live in, or zip code in which you live in. So I don't know if insurance companies investigate the type of fires that take place. Obviously, the massive ones are easy. But if they go online and they look and say, wow, man, there's over 130 fires in that Paso Robles area last year. Wow, well, that's not good. So what is government doing to help us out? We know that people are enabling it, so... Anyway, just a little something once again. All right, I mentioned the polls about the governor's race, and since the sleazebag departure from the race, and it's a new poll has came out, and it was finalized on Wednesday, the 15th, and it shows that Steve Hilton is leading all candidates with 17%, followed by Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. And he is tied with billionaire activist Tom Steyer at 14%. Interesting. Now you have Xavier Becerra and also Katie Porter. They are tied at 10%. Well, 10 and 17 is 27, I think. And if the other, again, this is just an assumption... And then you had the 17 with Hilton, and if he got all of the 14% from Bianco, but there is some opinions that President Trump backing Hilton will not help him. It could hurt him. Because I'm wondering if the Bianco people, who, again, from what I've read, seem to be a little bit more on the hardcore part, they have a tendency to sit on their hands and sulk and not want to participate because they're not going to like, because they don't like Hilton. Again, in that case, it's a lesser of two evils. You want more Democrats running, winning, or are you going to sit on your hands? That is entirely up to you, folks, up to you. Okay, so I was talking last hour about the, you know, rules and regulations in the state of California and how we have more than any other state, even New York. We have, I believe, less, from what my memory is, about 450. No one, not one state is close to that. That's not one state is close to us. And this, I'm talking the rules and that affect business. Here is one, as I started from last hour, on the California Department of Tax and Free Administration. They oversee the collection of sales taxes by more than 500,000 retail sellers, ranging from large ones as Amazon to a one-person internet sellers. Okay, so, all right. They contribute to the tax base for the state of California. That's great. Now, there was some friction that started because we may assume that food and prescription drugs are exempt from taxes applied to everything else. In fact, there are dozens of other exemptions, and defining them can be quite tedious. But a case was brought before the Office of Tax Appeals. This is a lady. She had a home business in Fontana, and it does operate under several names, including Henry's Catering. Now, what she does here is produce lasagna and other foods that are frozen and sold primarily to, I don't know how this fits in, but anyway, pharmaceutical salespersons who serve the reheated food to doctors and other hospital staffers during product presentations. Okay, so she does that. They're frozen and sold. Well, unless you're taking them right home, they're still going to be frozen. Well, she supposedly, well, not supposedly, I don't know if it's going to be, the state said that she owed an additional $44,000 plus interest in taxes because of the Department of Tax and Free and Fee Administration. They audited her catering and concluded that the frozen food it was selling should have been taxed as hot food because it needs reheating. Okay, so she lost the case, at least for now. Now, one of the points that she was trying to convey that grocers and other food retailers routinely sell frozen food, meat, lasagnas, and other things too, that's tax-free. However, she could not produce evidence to prove it. You got to be kidding me. Common sense would say that. Now, the frozen lasagna case is interesting by itself, but it also illustrates a fact about, you know, sales tax, but all forms of taxation. What is taxed and how much it's taxed, and purely, in some cases, arbitrary. And this is decisions by the legislatures and bureaucrats that you elect, driven by revenue outcomes rather than logic or consistency. And again, this hot food versus cold food provision in the state law demonstrates the nonsense that continues to go on. This is what we're dealing with here in the state. And, you know, something like this, I bet most of us didn't know it. I bet most of you don't know that when you go to buy a sleeping bag, there's a bed tax on it. You think I'm kidding. I'm not. We don't know a lot of these things. Again, your government will look for any way to find more reasons to tax you. A bed tax. Well, I guess you can say a sleeping bag is a bed. A bed. I wonder if the grounds that people sleep on for those in tents. Chris, you've been camping, I think, right?
A few times in my lifetime.
Have you used a sleeping bag?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Did you like sleeping on the ground?
It was a little uncomfortable.
Would you do it now?
Now? I mean, yeah. I mean, do you mean like sleep on the ground or go camping?
Go camping and sleep on the ground.
Sure. Being in nature is kind of fun. Oh, boy. But, you know, it's just a break from the monotony. That's why.
You know, you're right. Being in nature is a lot of fun. It's beautiful. It smells good. You see amazing things. But you know what's also nice? After you're done with that, going to that cabin that's a couple of miles away and sleeping in a bed. That's beautiful. That would almost be perfect.
To each their own.
Rather than getting down in the dirt, getting into something you can't move in, and there you go. Never again. Never again. But to each his own. Anyway, so that's, again, some of the arbitrary things that you see that go on in this state. And again, we're not aware of it. We're not aware of it at all. And I have never been able to find a complete list of nonsense that we are charged for taxes. There has to be one out there, but maybe I'm just probably doing the wrong type of searches because they go all over in different directions and so forth and so on. And I would just assume have a list, not a complete definition of each one, although the definition would help in the long term, but for radio and this show would be easier. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. It's Randall.
Hello, Randall.
How are you? I just wanted to follow up. Our county committee, Republican committee, was split pretty much down the middle for Hilton and Chad Bianco. So we endorsed both of them, and a lot of the other counties in the state did the same. They endorsed both of them, and if one of them is a clear leader, we need to get behind whichever candidate that is, and we need to go wholeheartedly. We've got to change the government in this state.
Randall, was there any talk, or does anybody know if either one would be willing to step aside?
You know, both of them have committed in because we had them at one of our meetings, and both Hilton and Bianco both said publicly that they would back the other one. That if there was, I don't know what point their meeting, whether it was before the election, if there was a clear front runner, or after the election, but they both committed that they would stand behind the other candidate.
Was there any talk among the people there that, as some have said, that Trump's endorsement of Hilton doesn't help him?
Yeah. That's kind of vague, and there's a couple of ways to look at it. If you look at the NPPs or you look at the Democrats that have finally got fed up with their party and have decided that they need to switch, which there's quite a few of them, then the Trump endorsement might have hurt, basically because they see Trump as the far right. And I think Hilton seems to be more of the centrist. He does have a lot of good plans, but they both have a lot of good plans. So, I could see where you could construe that it might hurt Hilton having that endorsement. But it's hard to say. It's very, very hard to say. You know, at the convention, Donald Trump is still, I would say, 80-20, very, very popular.
Would you say, based on, you know, again, because I know you've been to a couple of things and have met both persons, that Bianco probably attracts a little bit harder right of the conservatives?
Yes, I would say that. He's law enforcement. He's you. He's me. He is not a politician per se, where Steve Hilton comes from that ilk, comes from the political side. Where Chad Bianco is a working man, what you would term a working man. So, yeah, I would think that he would be more to the far right. But he does have some controversial issues that have come out, that he has made statements about, not just amnesty, but, not pursuing deportation of the masses of the illegals.
Do you think, with given that perception, that it could be likely, like we've seen here in this county, Randall, that some of the hard right Republicans would just sit home and not vote if it was Hilton?
I don't think so. Our county actually is doing so well in voter turnout for the Prop 50. We had the highest turnout for Prop 50 on the Republican side of any county in the state.
But it takes more than one county to win the state.
I agree. But we just need to worry about our own. And I work with all the other counties also, and there's a lot of great counties that feel exactly like we do, that we need to change government in the state of California. And whether you're for one or the other, or you lean towards one or the other, they're both great candidates.
Somebody texted me the other day, and this drives me up the wall, said they didn't necessarily like Bianco because he seemed like he was a bully. Well, Randall, you've been around a while. We've seen a lot of very nice, pleasant people get elected who are just awful to have to serve us. I don't understand. Just because you may not like his personality, that's not a reason enough for me, because if we did, that's one of our problems, I think. We vote on people's personalities solely.
Yeah, but, you look at it, and the Democrat Party is the party of feelings. We're more pragmatic, the Republicans. You know, whatever you want to say about them, the Republicans do their due diligence. They're more informed, I believe, than the other side. And I think we're going to have a good election. I really do. I think either both of them or one of them are going to come out on the top two.
What do you think of the congressional candidate, Bob Smith?
Bob Smith is amazing. Bob Smith is the best candidate we've ever put against that office. And Salud Carbajal has his hands full with Bob Smith.
Yeah, I heard him yesterday, and except for one thing, I was very, very impressed with him. I mean, the guy is—he's sharp as a tack.
Yeah, he basically is a retired Navy commander. this guy, and I mean, he's achieved so much in his life, and he is unbelievably coordinated and unbelievably. I mean, he's got everything down to a science. He knows exactly how many votes to the vote that he needs to get in this county, and he in each county, he's got three counties that he's working with, and he knows exactly how many votes he needs.
But I was very impressed with him yesterday on how, except for one issue that he said that he didn't know enough about to know, but all the rest of the issues, gosh, he was well-versed in it. I mean, he would go deep into it, and that impressed the heck out of me.
Yeah, he impressed me from the first day that we met him. He came up here and spoke to our central committee group, and I've been to several meetings with Bob, and yeah, he's amazing. I really think he's got a shot. He's basically something that I may not be happy with, but you know, he's crossed over a little bit and gone a little bit to the center because he knows that that's what he needs to do to get the NPPs. So he's got a formula and he's got a plan, and well, you know, we're trying everything we can to help him with his plan.
Well, that's always my fear, again, when I alluded to earlier in the conversation, Randall, about some on the right side, the Republicans, who as soon as they see an issue that, you know, they can have 15 issues, and if the guy crosses over on one, then they do the sophomoric thing. Well, I'm just not going to vote for him. You know, again, it needs to be emphasized, folks. This is about winning.
You're exactly right.
It's that simple. It's about winning.
You're exactly. We're either going to win or lose. There's no middle. We don't get a trophy for second place. So we have got to win this. And I agree with you 100%. And people need it. And our party, that is actually our job with a central committee, getting out the vote and making sure that people know that they have to get out. So Bob brought up that point that you have to hit people three times. And the third time, they give up and say, okay, I better go vote.
Yep, no, you're right. Okay, Randall, I got another call.
Okay. Bye. Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Morning. Hey, we just received our primary election booklet.
Oh.
And Steve Hillen's not in it.
He's not?
Nope. I'm just wondering if our Democrat Secretary of State is playing games of the election again.
Hmm. I'm assuming Bianco's in there?
Yes, he is. And there's one other Republican, but that's it.
I wish Darcia was going to be on this afternoon. She might know a little bit more about that, but we'll see if somebody knows or we can find out. That is
okay.
Weird. All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks for bringing that to our attention. We got to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a fire alarm at about 7:53 p.m. yesterday at 1134 Black Oak Drive, Paso Robles. Paso Fire says the first arriving firefighters found no smoke, but active flowing water from the first floor apartment sprinkler system. The fire was contained to just one apartment, and the cause is under investigation. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District will be celebrating the official opening of a new agricultural barn at Paso Robles High School Friday, April 24th at 3:30 p.m. The new facility marks a significant investment in agricultural education, providing students with a modern, fully enclosed, temperature-regulated environment designed to support both student learning and animal welfare. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Leaving Las Vegas, President Trump talking about people's tax refunds 11% higher.
The biggest tax refunds of their entire lives, and you see it. And I just want to say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Making the economy boom, says the president. On to Arizona for a message of optimism at a Turning Point USA event. The president also optimistic that Iran is willing to make a peace deal now. And today, Iran's foreign minister says in line with the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, all commercial vessels can pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Markets soaring. Overnight, the House passed a two-week extension to the FISA Surveillance Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson buying time to negotiate.
We'll get there. A few more days will give us the time to do it, and we'll keep Americans safe.
20 Republicans balked at continuing warrantless surveillance of foreign nationals and Americans they interact with. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine, mid-70s. Couple of clouds, generally clear, though, tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 40s, and we'll hit 80 with clouds and sunshine mixed in on your Saturday. Do enjoy. Sunday, what are we looking at? Well, low 70s, sunny, upper 60s, sunny on Monday. Could get some rain, about a 75% chance Tuesday. Low 60s, mid-60s Wednesday, partly cloudy. Sunshine, low 70s next Thursday, and clouds and sunshine next Friday, low 70s. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:28 a.m., 7:38 p.m., we are at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by the Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. All righty, the Atascadero Elks Lodge is holding a home garden and craft show next Saturday, the 25th. The lodge is located at 1516 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Admission is free, and there'll be door prizes, drawings, and over 25 vendors. So go enjoy and help the Elks out, because they help us as well. All right, let's see here. Also, where am I? That's a very good question. I thought I had a bunch of pages here, and they're all blank when you print them out. All right, no, here it is. Okay, it's a coming up in May. They got this in early. It's a free community Skillshare on, May 30th at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand, and we will be having a little talk on that. It's a, again, free community Skillshare event, May 30th from 12 till 3:30. So get ready for that, and you'll find out more. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving gently along.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Mark your calendar for May 19th through the 21st to take your valuables to sell. How about that? Go to BellaJewel.com for more info. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday locals. Bernadette Vicente, Keith Gillis, Simon Lobo, Chris Sanders, Leslie Lansdale, Gary Sherwin, Virginia Cassara, Peyton Kenyon, Matthew Funderburk, Larry and Mary Younger, Daniel and Julie Shannon. Tomorrow we have Leslie Foster, Tracy Herschel, Martha Hyatt, Bill Reed's wife, it's what it says here. Oh, Jenny Reed, Lou Esposito, Parker Sarsanala, Jason Perry, Barbara Gonzalez, Jeremiah Schaefer, Owen Wolf, Aaron Burns. All it says here is Harley. That's it. Kate Odo, Patriot, born in 1938. Well, happy birthday. Sundays, Ralph Cox, James Leal, Andrea Curry, sorry about that. Tim Bernal, Kevin Taylor, Anthony Arlano, and Tim and Ann Sobey. So there you have your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, a couple of folks no doubt you've heard of. Looks like a long list today. J.P. Morgan, 1837, 1913. Thornton Wilder, the novelist, 1897, 1975. All right. Arthur Lake, Blondie, 1905, 1987. William Holden, 1918, 1981. He was a good actor. Harry Reasoner, the news guy, 1923, 1991. Don Kirshner, the bubblegum scene and so forth. And started out, him and Bobby Darin started out together. 1934, 2011, Lamar Lundy, you remember him, Ram-Fams, 1935, 2007. One of my all-time favorite college running backs, Monroe Ealy from Arizona State, 1949. Cool. Kevin Porter, pretty good hoopster, 1950. And Pete Shelley from the Buzzcocks, 1955. He was a guitar player. Boomer Esiason, 1961. And this guy was a really good baseball player, Marquise Grissom, 1967. The rapper Redman, born in 1970. Jennifer Garner, love her commercials, 1972. And who else do we have on here? Luke Mitchell, the actor, 1985. And the actress Dee Dee Davis, 1996. All right. Well, let's see who said, I'm gone. Barbara Bush, 2018. Also saying goodbye, one of America's greats, Benjamin Franklin, 1790. Doris Roberts, she was in Everybody Loves Raymond, the mom, 2016. Ooh, Deanna Durbin, she was the highest paid woman in the United States way back in the late 40s. She passed away in 2013. Kitty Carlisle, To Tell the Truth, panelist, and other things, 2007. Linda McCarthy, 1998. Eddie Cochran, rock and roller, he died in that crash, 1960. And who else do we have? That is it. All right. Going to the top of the list today, it's not going to be Monroe Ealy, although back then, Arizona State, you know, they had J.D. Hill and J.J. Jefferson and Woody Green, the Malone boys. They were both running backs. Danny White. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch on the Mizzou networks on Saturday nights back in Kentucky. But going to the top of the list, because I did a little more work this morning than I usually do on a name. I go, oh, yeah, he was all right. This guy was really good, and he's a fantastic athlete. Marquise Grissom, he was offered scholarships in college for track and field and football and obviously baseball. So he did that. He goes to the major leagues, and again, we sometimes forget. He ended up hitting .272. He had over 2,000 hits. Hit over 200 home runs, had over 400 stolen bases. In addition to that, he was a World Series champion, ALCS MVP. He was a two-time leader in stolen bases, and he won 4 Gold Glove awards. I follow baseball. And I go, yeah, he's a good ball player. And so just for the heck of it, I went back and I looked. I said, this guy was not only a good ball player, he was a heck of a ball player. I mean, that's a solid career. So, long past due. Marquise Grissom goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair next week at 183 Niblick Road, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, April 21st. NCI Affiliates is a nonprofit that assists adults with disabilities with vocational training, daily living skills, wellness activities, and more. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on Highway 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
When he was about 8 years old, he struck a police officer's car with a rock thrown from a great distance. The officer agreed not to press charges because he was so impressed by the distance of the throw And it was basically a, I'm not going to press charges, but I want you to come out for my youth baseball team. And he did. And the rest is history. All right. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2. KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.